Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with another call in the podcast series. I do these calls first live, which means if you go to AskConnieAnything.com, that's where you will hear the recording of the last of the calls that I have done, the most recent. And if you go over to iTunes and search for Connie Reagan Green or Online Marketing Tips, you'll find one or both of my podcast series, and you'll be able to subscribe to them at absolutely no cost, no obligation, and you'll have ongoing training. So today, what I want to talk about is something that's called disruptive innovation. And this is a phrase that was coined by a fellow named Clayton Christensen. And he is a professor of business administration at the Harvard Business School. And he wrote a paper on this back in 1995, I believe. Let me check my facts on this. And yes, he wrote an article in 1995 called Disruptive Technologies, Catching the Wave. He co-wrote it with someone named Joseph Bauer. And what's very important about this is that we can learn from people in the business world. And I have said repeatedly that when I came online in 2006, that I gave up reading the books that I was reading for pleasure on a regular basis, which included books by Elmore Leonard and Dean Koontz and a variety of people. So I was reading fiction books, and it was very relaxing. I loved that very much. But I gave up reading those books in favor of reading business books. And my goal was to read a book every week. And usually that did not happen. I was not able to read a book in a week, but I definitely was reading a book every 2 weeks. And I continue to have a new book now at least once a month, and usually more so. And many times I'm reading two books simultaneously. Sometimes I have the paperback or hard copy, and I also have books on my Kindle devices, on my iPad and regular Kindle devices. So I would encourage you to do the same thing. So I had come across this fellow, Clayton Christensen, and just a very, very exciting person to know about. He has a joint appointment in the technology and operations management and the general management faculty groups. And he's best known for his study of innovation in commercial enterprises. He wrote a book called The Innovator's Dilemma, and this is when he started articulating his theory of disruptive innovation. So let's talk about how we can apply this to our business, and then I will answer questions. Make sure that if you're here live, that you have given me your name and your website so I can give you a shout-out. Very, very important to give you a shout-out to this. So first of all, something that's very controversial is whether or not you need a passion for your business. You must have a passion for being an entrepreneur, or else how will you get started every day? So I have kept the fire going. I have maintained my passion for being an online entrepreneur for 9 years now, which is a record for me, because in my previous life, before I came online, I never maintained a passion for just about anything for very long at all. Usually it was a few weeks or a few months, and after that, I just was going through the motions. When I was teaching, I felt that I was passionate probably the first 3 years for sure, and then the passion waned, and you know, over time everything changed, and because I did not change with the times, it became a job for me that I was looking to leave. I didn't want to teach any longer. With real estate, I have to say that I was passionate about helping people to have a home. That was a nice dream for me to have, because I grew up very, very poor. Home ownership was not something that was easy for us. And to help other people do that as an adult, it was really very rewarding. But I believe that my passion truly died for that after a few years at the very longest, because it was long hours, and many times the result was not what I wanted in terms of my income and what I was doing. And so I didn't carry on with that in a regular way. I did it part-time while I was teaching. So think about what you're doing and find your passion. Are you passionate about the topic? Are you passionate about the business itself? What is it that's driving you to start or to continue your online business. And I know myself now, I've become very focused and very disciplined. My passion will continue because here I am at the 9-year point. And if anything, I'm more excited now than I was in the past about the possibilities of what we can do online. So let's talk a little bit more about this topic of disruptive innovation. So the idea is here, and I've made some notes, the idea is that you want to have innovations that will improve a product or service in ways that the market does not expect. First, by designing for a different set of consumers in a new market, and later by adding pieces that have been missing from previous models. Now, those are my words. That's how I interpreted what I've been reading about this topic. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to share with you what I'm going to be doing by the end of August, beginning of September 2015. So if you're listening to this live, then we're talking about 3 to 4 months from now. And if you're listening to this later on, you can watch and see my progress in doing this. So my field is online marketing, and I work with new entrepreneurs. Usually people have not been online very long when they come to me. Now, very long could mean a day. Sometimes I get people brand new. And other times people have been online for 3, 4, 5 years, but they haven't achieved what they set out to achieve, and I work closely with them to help them make that transition and do what they want to do. The problem, as I see it, is that there are too many people trying to tell others what to do. Many of them have not achieved a level of success themselves, so I feel that they don't really have a right to be teaching in that way. That's just my personal opinion. And also, there are so many products, so many courses, and if you're on my list, you know that I'm recommending many of these at times. I'm doing it sometimes out of frustration, because people are writing to me almost daily asking me what they can do to get started. So they ask me about various things, content creation, content marketing, WordPress and other technologies, writing short reports and books, doing audio recordings and podcasts, just a variety of things they come to me. And so when I am recommending my own or other people's products, many times it's to fill that need. Well, I don't know that that's the best solution. And I've done things in various ways over the years, but what I want to create and what I'm working on, and I've already named it, I can't share the name yet because I need to meet with someone that I used to do quite a few joint ventures with who used part of the name and what they were doing in their business, and I want to make sure that it's okay with them, and I want to do it in person, and I'll be doing that next week when I'm in Austin. So what I want to create will be a membership site, but it will be unlike anything that I have ever seen, anything that I'm aware of that's out there, and I believe at this point I've seen just about everything. So this will be a membership site where there is guided training in a step-by-step way through modules that will make sense. At some point, you will come to a certain module and be able to make a choice. Are you going this way or that way? Finally, you will complete all the modules. I'm expecting to have about 20 modules in there. Then along with this, there will be moderators, and I'm not sure that they will be called moderators, but there will be people who have achieved a level of expertise in the module that they are assisting with, that they are moderating. And these are people that will make themselves available for you to ask questions and to interact with. So interactivity will be a huge part of this new program that I'm going to be doing. There will be live events. I do 2 live events a year and have for about 3 years now that I've done them on my own. Previously, I did events with Dr. Jeanette Cates. We did 5 events over about a 2.5-year period. And I will be continuing to do at least one, but most likely 2 events every year. And you will be invited to that. And we will help you promote what you create. So the goal will be for you to write books, have a blog that's successful and profitable, to have a podcast series, to have a variety of information products, If you're interested in doing coaching, we will help you do that. And I always recommend that coaching be a small percentage of what you do. You want to keep your time as free as possible. So this is the idea that I am going to move forward with. And I believe that what I'm working towards is disruptive innovation, because it's really crazy to think that you can get either free information and start a profitable business, or buy $10 products every week, or some people are doing it almost every day, and build a profitable business. You need guidance. You need step-by-step modules to move forward so you know what you're doing. You also need interaction with people who have expertise in these various areas, and none of us have expertise in everything, so certain things I'm much better with than others. You'll learn about different business models, and then when you create something, whether it's a podcast or a blog or a book or an information product or a coaching program, you will have people who already know you, and you will have people that will help promote you. We will have part of this on social media. I probably will create a secret and closed Facebook group. And the other part will be back and forth emails with me and with the moderators. And I hope to have a dozen moderators. So I want your feedback on this. I want to know what you think and what you think about the idea of disruptive innovation in general. And you certainly can Google that phrase and find out even more about it and about Dr. Clayton Christensen. He's a PhD, so he's a doctor. And I believe this is very exciting, and it's something that I want you to think about emulating in your own business. The area that you're going into, what are the problems, and what would be the ideal solutions? So this is when you start making this transition in your mind between what's an idealistic approach to what you want to achieve and what's a more realistic approach. And I say you don't have to go one way or the other. You want something that's a happy medium for you. So for me, the idealistic view is that everyone can become a successful entrepreneur. Once they are shown how, they can move forward. They can choose what suits them best. Like me, I still do almost half of my business is affiliate marketing, and the rest is my information products, a variety of things that I've created, books and this and that, and my coaching program is about 10% of my business. So you move forward in this way, and everything works out well. Well, that is idealistic, because not everyone is even cut out to be an entrepreneur. So you have to decide, how do we come to terms with this? So the realistic part is that most everyone can own a small business, whether that's online or offline, but many times they must be motivated, because if they're not cut out to be an entrepreneur, they have a different way of thinking, a different mindset. And I know that for me, for 20 years, I was an employee of the school district, the Los Angeles Unified School District, and I had an employee's mentality, even though I didn't understand that at all back then. I also simultaneously had my real estate business, and I thought of myself as an entrepreneur, but really I was a service provider. I took listings, and I showed property and made sales. I was also a certified residential appraiser for a 20-year period. And with all of that, I really did not have the entrepreneurial spirit. I didn't understand it until I came online. When I came online, I understood that when I woke up every morning, I was already at work, and that if I was going to be successful with this, I needed to not only have the passion, but the discipline and the drive to keep everything moving every single day. And that's what I've continued to do. So I want you to think about this, and let's take a look. Let's see if anybody is on, has any questions about this, or perhaps you're still in the phase of really just wanting to think this over. All right, now I am going to answer questions. All right, so Stephen is here, and he has not put his URL, but let's talk about what his question is. What's the best and most beneficial method to build my list? So that brings me to a wonderful point, because my good friend Dennis Becker, he's such a wonderful man. He's been a great mentor and friend to me over about a four-year period now, and I am very honored and blessed to know him and have him in my life. He has something today, and this is his $5 Friday deal. So if you're listening to this today, you can still hear this, or you can still take a look at it, rather. Go to connieloves.me/5. It's the number 5, $5 Friday. So the number 5, BUCKFRIDAY, connieloves.me/$5 Friday. So in this training, which I have right here in front of me, he goes into great detail about the list building process. And I will give you some ideas for this. The best way to do it is really the way that all of us have done it, whether we figured that out at the beginning or it took some time. It took me some time. Nothing came easily to me, even though it was simple ideas. So in the beginning, what you want to do is sign up for an autoresponder company. I recommend AWeber, even though I have accounts with both One Shopping Cart and AWeber. AWeber really is the best solution, whether you're just getting started or you've been doing this for a while. If you go to my link, connieloves.me/AWeber, AWEBER, then I will send you some training that will make the setup process very, very easy for you. It'll go smoothly. You'll be able to set up what you need in an hour or so, very, very quickly. So that's the first thing. Then you need a squeeze page in addition to having an opt-in form on your primary blog. So you want at least two sites initially. So at this point, I have about 40 sites, two main blogs, ConnieReaganGreen.com and HugeProfitsTinyList.com. In addition to that, I have 35-plus squeeze pages, opt-in pages. So I recommend having your main blog, your hosted WordPress site, and having a squeeze page where you can ask people for their first name and their primary email address in exchange for your free giveaway, your ethical bribe. So we'll just call that your free gift. When people sign up for this, and there are a variety of ways to drive the traffic there, when they find it and sign up for it, it must be irresistible. Because think about you, how often are you willing to exchange your name, even just your first name, and your primary email address for somebody's free giveaway? Many times you probably pass. You go, it doesn't sound that interesting. I think I already have something similar, or this doesn't sound like something that I need at all. And you just close out the page. So you don't want your prospects, your visitors, to feel this way. So you must really figure out what would be a no-brainer for them to sign up for. Then, when they opt in, they're going to receive a welcome email, and they're going to receive the link where they can download what you offered. Probably it will be written. It will be a PDF. It could be an audio recording, an MP3. It could also be a video or a series of videos. You decide what's best for your niche. Then you'll be sending people a series of autoresponder emails that will go out automatically. That means you set them up in advance, and off they go. After that, you want to decide what it is you're going to sell people, because it's great when they get the free giveaway and they're on your list, but now what's for sale? That's the question that I always ask. So in the beginning, it will be more affiliate products than what you have, you know, of your own, because usually you're not doing product creation so quickly or so prolifically in the beginning. After time, you'll have more to offer, and you may even offer a coaching program, so that's up to you. But just remember, and this is the most important thing I'm going to say right now, is you cannot build a profitable business using only free information. If you are trying to do that, it's a long, long road, because none of us in our free information give out enough details. It isn't that we're holding back. It's just that we want to give you a little taste of what you could have if you're willing to spend money. And remember, this is a business, so don't use a free autoresponder service. Don't use a free blogging platform. Beware of free stuff, including social media. Don't have your main business on Facebook or LinkedIn group or anywhere else, because those aren't your sites. It's not your real estate. You want your business on real estate, so on websites that you own and control. Very, very important. So very, very good idea. All right, membership site. So I've talked about my new program is going to be set up as a membership site. The fear there is that you provide people with too much information. So instead, whatever you're delivering to people, whether it's by broadcast email, autoresponder email, and your information products, give people just the information they need on that topic. So like in this report that I'm quoting out of about a list building, it mentions traffic, it mentions some other things, but it doesn't go into detail because that would be a separate product. So be careful of too much information. All right, let me go back here and refresh. All right, and Susan is here, and Susan doesn't have a link either. Remember, this is a great place to get a shout out for what you are doing. So Susan wants to know more details about a squeeze page. All right, so I'm going to give you one of my squeeze pages. I have so many. Let me see. I'm going to be careful with these, with the spelling, so you get them. All right, one of mine, that's an old one, it's called OnlineWritingSuccess.com, and it says, are you frustrated by all of the technology you need to know before you can make some real money online with your writing? And when I look at this, it looks like a really old page. I probably should have one of my tech people update this. But this page still works. I still get people opting in here almost every day. So if you look at online writing success, that's an example. I'll show you another one, and it's called OnlineEntrepreneurBlueprint.com. Now, it's a mouthful, I know. Online Entrepreneur, I'll spell that, ENTREPRENEUR, blueprint.com. Now this page is about, it's almost 2 years old actually. I remember when I created this page. It still looks very, very modern. And it says you're just 11 steps away from having an online business. Who else wants the blueprint for becoming an online entrepreneur? Claim your free blueprint today. And I talk a little about myself. I talk about the idea of working from home or from wherever you happen to be. And then I say your online entrepreneur blueprint, 11 steps to success, is yours for the asking when you sign up today. This page is also very successful. So they're simple pages. I mean, I use the three-paragraph model, and one paragraph only has one sentence, and the others have three sentences. So they're short, probably less than 200 words here that I've written, and very simple for a tech person to put together for you in about an hour. Just use my copy and rewrite it to suit you and your niche. Then the report that I'm giving away, it's about, I'd have to pull it up, but I think it's about 15 pages long. And that report took me probably 3 to 4 hours to write initially, where I share all the information. So you can do something very simple, and I hope that that has answered your question and you are seeing good examples of these pages, because what we do online is not rocket science. It honestly isn't. And I think the important thing to really know is that everyone can do this. So the idea is to take action, to make it happen, and it will happen for you. All right, Thomas is on, and Thomas wants to know more about podcasting. How hard is podcasting? Podcasting really is just speaking about your topic. So right now, at the speed of sound, I am creating another podcast for my podcast series. It's the one that I do that's my online marketing tips with Connie Reagan Green. What I do is I decide on the topic. I know I'll be asking people for questions, so people will come forward and ask questions. Hopefully they give me their first and last name and a website so I can give them a shout out, but it doesn't always happen. Then I turn it immediately into a blog post. So I've already started the blog post for this. I couldn't finish it because I don't know everything I'm going to talk about right now. I did start it by saying that I wanted to talk about disruptive innovation for your business. And so I turned that into a blog post. The blog post has 400 words maybe. And within that blog post, I put a link to this audio recording. I use a free plugin called PodPress. There are other plugins, both free and paid, you can use. That happens to be the one I'm using. And what's a fantastic idea is to then promote the blog post, because as soon as I get everything up and published and out there, iTunes will then have a record of that. And I don't know how long it takes. I really should test that. Perhaps I'll test that today to see, because I always say it's there within 24 hours. The truth is it's probably there within 24 minutes. So I will look and try to keep track of that today so I can give you a better answer. But every time that you're speaking and recording it, you're creating audio that can be used for an audio podcast. Now, there are video podcasts, and it's just a little bit more complicated. You just need a video to go along with it. But I recommend sticking with audio, with an MP3, and there are a few reasons for this. Mainly, people want something that's portable. They want to take it with them. They don't want to be tethered to a laptop or to any other device to have to see what's going on. Instead, they want to listen to what's going on. And I try to keep my podcast to 30 minutes or so, because the average commute time for people that are driving back and forth to work or to other appointments they have is about between 20 and 30 minutes. And if they can listen to it while driving one direction, that's the best. That's optimal for them. 1 hour is just too long. You don't want to do that. And then also the idea is that we want short bursts of information that people will remember. If we drone on and on, then people are likely to get bored, to tune us out, to choose something else, because we all have a choice, especially if you're in the car. If you're walking or running, if you're exercising, you may switch to music or internet radio or something. In the car, we may have CDs. There's so many things. We may choose to turn all the sound off completely, which I do once in a while, not too often. But once in a while, I just want it quiet in the car. And you want to be the choice. You want them to choose you so that they'll listen and take action. So, again, I'm going to remind you of the two links that I have on the page for this podcast today. It's connieloves.me/5, and it's the number 5, $5 Friday. The other one is connieloves.me/NAMS Flash, N-A-M-S Flash, and that is a Flash Friday sale that David Perdue from NAMS is doing every single week. So hopefully if you go to those links, you'll see something that will make a difference with what you are doing. All right, let's see if there are any other questions. No, those are the few we had. Well, hopefully I did not overwhelm you with my disruptive innovation conversation today, but I feel very strongly about it. You want to take a close look at what niche you're in. So whatever that might be, maybe you're in the parenting niche. What's out there already? What do people need? What are they looking for? If you could get 100 people that are interested in your niche, whatever that might be, in a room and ask them, what would you like to have? What would help you? What would make a difference? What would solve your problem? If you can imagine what they might say, and hopefully you can do this if you know your niche well enough, then you know what to create that would be a disruptive innovation. You're going to create something that isn't currently available. And again, I'm going to repeat this definition of a disruptive innovation is described as innovations that improve a product or service in ways that the market does not expect. first by designing for a different set of consumers in a new market, and later by adding pieces that have been missing from previous models. So if you can do that, if you can be a problem solver in that way, you will have the world by the tail, because you will be the only solution to their problems. No one else is solving it. And I believe the reason we don't have this very much is that people don't take that time to really see what's needed, what's out there, what's missing. And because I'm so close to internet marketing, I can see it. Too many people, too much information, not enough success stories. People spending so much money and not achieving the goals that they had hoped for. And at some point, people get tired of this and jump off the merry-go-round. And very few people, less than 5%, actually achieve the goals, surpass their goals, and keep moving. That's not good. We need to have at least 50% of the people being very successful, and the other 50% deciding if they're going to jump off or move forward by taking action in a bigger way. All right. I will look one last time for questions. Not seeing any more. I'm going to end for today. So this is Connie Reagan Green. You can go to my main site, which is ConnieReaganGreen.com, and see what I'm blogging about. You can also go to ConnieReaganGreenBooks.com and see my books. I have 11 books over on Amazon. I've also contributed to a dozen others and compiled about a half dozen books. So there are quite a few books there that you'll be able to see. I hope that what I'm saying makes you feel connected with me and that you resonate with my ideas and dreams for what you can achieve as an online entrepreneur. So have a wonderful rest of your day, and be sure to contact me anytime. It's easy to reach me by hitting reply to any emails I've sent you or by hitting me up on social media.